What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now there's a huge argument here between Mike Easterbrook, the home plate umpire, and Walker Buehler. And Walker Buehler just got run! The pitch was absolutely a strike in any world where they play baseball, yet it was called the ball. And now Alex Cora is out in front of home plate arguing with Mike Easterbrook, picking up the cause for Walker Buehler, who hops down the Red Sox steps in the first base dugout, tosses his hat, and he has been run from this game.
What a joke. What a joke. You cannot eject a starting pitcher this early in the game. That's a joke, especially since he missed it. I don't care what magic word Buehler said. That is absurd. And now Alex will get run, and he'll get his money's worth. That is absolutely embarrassing from Mike Easterbrook.
As I said earlier, I think I know where Will stands on the who's the bigger a-hole debate.
Yeah, have a feeling.
The ump, Mike Easterbrook, or the player who let his teammates down, Walker Buehler. You side with Will on this one.
It's Easterbrook, Keith. Oh, my God, not even close. I feel like there should be almost no reason for an umpire or a ref to ever throw somebody out. I've never found a time, with the exception of Roberto Alomar spitting on the umpire, although he may have already been thrown out, which is why he did that. I'm not crazy. Like, don't hit the ump with like your fist or like your, you know, kick them.
Right. Don't like, spit on them.
Don't grab their throat. Right. Don't do any of that. Don't spit on them.
Right.
You should be able to say whatever you want to.
Whatever the hell you want.
That's right. It's the adult tour.
Yeah.
Feel free to let it loose, but do it in a manner in which the game keeps moving. Because I'm also of like the, hey, get, you know, get in, get out. So don't go stand there and yell at him for 5 minutes, because at that point he needs to move the game along. But the umpire last night got the call blatantly wrong, and then he got chirped a little bit from Walker Buehler, and then he like removes his mask, he's yelling at him, throws him out. Cora comes out, throws him out. It's like, just get behind the plate and call the next pitch. And if Walker Buehler is still arguing, guess what? The pitch clock's going to tick all the way down, and then there's going to be a ball anyway.
Well, he was still arguing because he was arguing about hitting Lindor from earlier in the inning.
But he didn't have like a delay of game or anything.
No, but he was arguing that from prior, and then he's arguing the balls and strikes.
Don't
and
blame him.
The umpire did warn him.
He actually handled himself pretty well.
I want to hone in on something that Will said, though. Does the timing of the game factor in there? Like, that's not up to the umpire. Like, hey, it's the third inning. I can't throw you out.
No, I disagree with that.
I completely disagree with that.
I'm thinking if he was on him like all game and he finally had enough of it. But
yeah, but it's like,
Will said
you can't throw a starting pitcher out this early in a game. Like, the timing of it had anything to do. Like, I couldn't disagree with that more.
No, so I guess,
if a player's being an a-hole and the umpire warns him and says, cut it out, and you keep going, you're begging to get tossed, which is why I think Buehler's the bigger a-hole. Easterbrook acted like a clown. I'm not arguing that.
He's a big tough guy now. He wants to fight baseball players.
But you know why Walker Buehler is the bigger a-hole?
I don't.
Because he actually let his whole team down. Like, he went out.
He let a fire under him.
They ended up picking him up, Keith.
Yeah, no, they definitely did.
But the day before the bullpen got burned out, in his first start back, you just got back to the team, Walker. And we kind of need you to eat up some innings.
Yeah.
And you're more worried picking a fight with the bald, angry umpire than you are about being here for the team. Keep arguing with the ump while he's warning you to stop.
Yeah.
Keep yelling at the ump and cursing at the ump while he's saying, stop or I'm going to throw you out. Go too far, get thrown out, and then get mad at the ump. It's kind of on you.
So I'm mad at the ump, though. I don't agree with Will about the timing of the game, because I'm just more of the allow the pitchers to sort of like get their, like, you know, steam, blow their steam out, and then you go out there and pitch and just keep going. Because nobody goes to the game, the old cliche, nobody goes to the games to see how well they're umped or how well they're reffed.
No one's going
that.
To the game to see Walker Buehler either.
Well, he is the starting pitcher. Yeah, like, he's not the best example. But
you didn't go to be like, I need to see Walker Buehler.
I didn't go to see Brendan Bernardino in the third inning either.
No, true.
So I think, and this happens in basketball all the time, when a guy gets like a quick hook and you're like, that guy's out for the second half because what? You didn't like that he disagreed with your call and he said something to you? So I think the umps really need to just operate under the players are going to play. They're going to say what they say as long as we move the game along, right? Like, and occasionally a manager might come out and want to get thrown out. Like, we see that all the time. Last night was an example of that. Cora came out. He needed to get his point across. He's now defending Buehler. Then once it goes on so long, you're like, all right, dude, like, the only thing else I can do is throw you out. But for a player, like, man, you need to punch the umpire in the face to get thrown out. That'd be the only reason when I'd be like, yeah, it made sense.
Look,
made sense to get him out of there.
Estabrook missed the call. True. That does happen. I hate to break it to you.
Is that Monaco that said it's a strike in any place that they ever play baseball?
He did say that. I don't know if that's totally true, but that is what he said. I think the umpire missed the call.
Yeah.
True.
Missed the call.
I think the umpire ripping his mask off and addressing Buehler, a little aggressive. I will say, if you see the catcher's cam, he is saying, number one, stay on the mound.
He was on the mound.
Well, ish.
He's on the mound.
He's in the vicinity of the mound.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. Anything sand is mound, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He was getting pretty close to the edge.
What's your definition of mound?
He's walking off
the
mound.
He wasn't on the grass.
Okay.
What's an outfielder?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Third base!
But when he says, I'm done, like, stop it or I'm going to toss you, then that's on Buehler to say, all right, I have now gone to the line. And if I cross it, I'm going to get my ass thrown out. And
no, that's where you...
That put the team in a rough spot.
It definitely put them in a rough spot. But if you're the ump, put the mask back on, get behind the catcher, and get ready to call the game.
Okay.
That's what you're doing.
When the ump warns you, I'm going to throw you out, back down.
Or
don't cry about getting kicked out.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose. I just think the umpire was in the wrong. And anytime these situations pop off, they're in the wrong. These guys... I don't know. He was frustrated. He had every right to be frustrated. And it felt like the ump knew deep down that he got the call wrong. And instead of, like, acknowledging that, which is hard to do, you're just like,
Probably lashing out for that.
Yeah, now you're out of here.
I'll grant you that.
Yeah.
You got an angry umpire back there.
Thanks.
Go ahead. Go ahead and, you know, anger the umpire even more and get yourself thrown out. Yeah. Like, at a certain point, you go, the umpire's mad. He missed a call. He's embarrassed. So you can let him know that if you want, or you can keep pitching and help your team. I did think Walker Buehler made a fair point after the game. This is Buehler. He had a longer statement just about, here's what happened. And I let the bullpen down. So he did acknowledge he let the bullpen down. That's what he felt bad about. I think he does some of that in this answer as well. But this is Buehler after the game.
I'm not going to talk about what he did or didn't do. I don't think it's my place. Obviously, those guys don't get interviewed, and we do, so I'm not going to talk on his side of it. Obviously, for me, it kind of spiraled a little bit, and I said some things that he thought I shouldn't have said and whatnot. So, you know, at the end of the day, putting our team in a position like that is the only thing I really regret about that situation.
Okay, it's the only thing he regrets.
Yeah. Hashtag no regrets.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Like, and it's a good line, too, where he's like, well, he's not going to talk about I can't speak for him, and he doesn't have to talk about it, but I will.
That I agree with him on.
Yeah.
And Laz Diaz was the crew chief. So Estabrook didn't even talk after the game.
No.
But there was a pool report, which means one reporter gets to go ask the crew chief, not even the specific umpire, who doesn't have to face the whole media. Fair point by Walker Buehler, and he got a little jab in there. Laz Diaz, to a pool reporter on Walker Buehler, says he can say stuff from the mound. Once he comes off the mound, he's leaving his position to argue balls and strikes. Once anybody leaves their position to argue balls and strikes, that's an immediate ejection. So that's the crew chief's explanation, which you don't even think he left the mound.
No, didn't appear that he did. At least the screenshots that I saw, like watching it live, you know, the camera's moving around a little bit, but then, you know, a lot of people were posting after the fact him being like, just get back on the mound. And it's like, he was legit on the mound. You might not have liked what he was saying. Yeah. I clearly understand that. But, like, telling somebody to get back on the mound when they're on the mound is a tough thing to do.
So you already wanted robot umps prior to this.
This is another example.
More evidence of robot
umps. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every couple of weeks, you could add another example as to why you need robot umps. Because, one, I don't think players would argue with robot umps. And if they did, it would provide a ton of entertainment. Can you imagine that a psychopath screaming at a robot?
Are you allowed to punch the robot ump? That's probably going to hurt you.
I still say no. Yeah, okay. Right. It's a safety issue for yourself.
You got to respect the robot.
Yes.
We don't want to risk any robot
uprisings. Don't punch, kick, or anything like that. Urinate. Don't do any of that to the robot ops. But you can scream at them a little bit. You're just not going to go very far.
No,
but they also wouldn't have blown the call. The robot ump would have gotten that call right.
Robot ump.
You wouldn't have been mad to begin with.
Robot ump would have gotten it right. That is fair. Robot ump would have gotten it right.
They get them all.
Yep. No more guff from you. You know, they're yelling back at you. Yeah. Eventually, I think we should get to that point. What was I just going to say? The umpire, though, not being able to speak after the game, I do think is unconscionable. They should have to answer some of these questions.
Yeah, exactly. It like, are we treating them like people or not?
Well,
because I'm all for not, and that'd be in line with them not having to answer for anything. But then, like, they should have a thicker skin.
That umpire should have to answer questions,
yeah.
Even if it's just from a pool reporter, which is also soft. That's just one reporter,
right?
And so, no, I do think that was a fair point by Walker Buehler, who clearly wasn't over it. Cora talked about this after the game as well. That was the other thing I wanted to hear. This is Alex Cora on the whole situation.
So I was inside, and they show a replay, kind of like the fourth inning, I think it was, because he had the camera. I mean, it just, I don't want to make excuses, but it looked like it was very aggressive. But he is the umpire. We have to respect that, and, you know, he threw him out.
Okay.
I'm with that, too. Like, you're bad. You screwed up the balls and strikes. But now, like, you take that to being, like, here's my opportunity to be a tough guy, take my mask off and bark at him a little bit. And I, you know, and he knows that he can throw him out of the game. Like, he knows he can do that. There's nothing really Walker Buehler can do.
Well, he can stop talking to the umpire when the umpire says, get back on the mound and shut
up.
Yeah,
but then the ump is going to be like, oh, I won that. Look at me. I'm the man.
All right, but then you're still not in the game.
Man.
Then
you're still an umpire.
In the game. Okay, well,
barely human.
Sometimes you have to sacrifice a little bit for the team, which Walker Buehler wasn't in the mood to do last night. Cora.
Maybe he can pitch out of the pen tonight. They might need him.
Actually, no,
they don't need to. It's crochet night.
It's another win for the... Oh, yeah, crochet. As Lou said earlier, has an unlimited pitch count tonight.
I would take over on the K's tonight.
Well,
I don't know. He hasn't hit that number all the time.
Not done well with that over prop on Garrett Crochet starts.
It's like Tatum points. I would never get the right night for the Tatum points.
Right.
And then I would
if
then
I just
the
bet
crochet
it,
case.
If I just consistently bet it, yeah, I'm sure I would hit it.
More often than not.
But I just, when I randomly parachute in, I never seem to hit that
Agreed.
One.
Agreed.
They win again.
7.5.
He's going to get 7.
All right. Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
Yeah, sucker's bet.
You think it's a sucker's
well,
bet?
Are you buying the over or the under?
I was talking
about 18 and a half outs. He's going to have to pitch all game.
Wait, yeah. 18 and a half outs?
So, yeah, so 7 innings.
Well, wait, 18 and
get
a
through
half?
Six.
No, you got to get into the. You got to get an out
seventh,
in the seventh.
Get through six.
No. No, you have to get an out in the seventh inning.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You can't just get to the seventh. You got to get an
six
out.
Six and a third innings.
Yes, there you
so
go.
So if he goes 6 1/3, you win.
Yeah.
If he goes 6, you do not win.
Correct.
I think he'll go 7 tonight.
The half is pretty important.
But then I'm like, half? I'm like, you mean a third? Because there's 3 outs in it. I'm very confused. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's,
I do know what you're saying. Yeah, now
that kind of really confused
things? Wait, now I'm actually not sure. Yeah, does he need 2 outs? Good question. Now I'm not sure.
How do you get half an out?
He just does the pitching part, everything else.
If he records an out in the seventh, though, that I would feel good about. That is a buyer opportunity. The strikeout sale has been tough. He's right on that line every time.
I'd steer clear.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they win again without Cora. Anything going on there?
Well, I mean, once is maybe, twice is now a pattern.
I find it hilarious. People are like, Cora broke the phone, and that's going to be the rallying cry for the team.
Vibes
it's like,
were immaculately high, Jones.
Yeah, I did like the phone breaking.
Okay, I also like that, too. Yeah. But, like... You think they won because of Cora? They won the night. He wasn't even in the building.
No, they won because
the
of
night
Buehler.
Before, and they won without him. So, like, let's not make Cora a part of the rally.
No.
They're winning in spite of Cora. Isn't that what's happened the last 2 nights? The story shouldn't be Cora fired up the boys with the bullpen phone. The story should be the boys were doing better without Cora there.
Also, like, flying way under the radar, I think Carlos Narvaez is an all-star. I think he's like...
I mean, that's...
That's Mr. Posey, apparently.
That's too much?
That's not even on my radar,
no,
so it's way under mine.
I think he kind of is.
No!
I think he's playing really well. So he smacked a dinger last night.
Who are the catchers in the American League?
Well, Rutschman. Okay, let's play that game out.
Rutschman?
He's way better than Rutschman.
Well, I mean, not actually, but he's probably having a better season.
Adley flicked the last season and a half's hitting like close to 200.
Okay, no, interesting.
The problem is...
I don't play fantasy baseball anymore. I don't pretend to
All right, so big dumper.
Oh, Big Dumper's in.
So Big Dumper
My
will
guy.
Start. That's yeah, Nick's guy, yeah, big Dumper, Cal Raleigh. If
big
you're going
in.
Off of war,
yeah.
The second best American League war for catchers is Carlos Narvaez.
Wow.
Behind only the Big Dumper.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's an all-star.
Well, if you're just counting one stat, sure.
MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Well, what other stats do you like?
I don't know. Home runs, batting average.
All right, home runs, he's not as high.
He's getting close to 300, I think.
Defensive, he is.
Defensive runs saved. I don't
know. No, he's good defensive catcher.
Right? He's like leading
league. I'm saying, I wouldn't focus on just
He's hitting 280 with an 812 OPS.
Right.
He started out as their backup catcher. He blew past Connor Wong in the high speed lane, and now he's like legitimately one of the best catchers in the AL.
Where's the All-Star game?
Good question. I don't know.
Let's get Narvi there. Wherever it is, let's get him there.
If it comes down to the fan vote,
I think
don't like his chances.
Well,
they've stopped caring about that.
We got to create a movement, Keith. That's up to us.
It's in Atlanta.
Get Narvi to Atlanta. That's what we got. Yeah. That's what you got to do.
Yep. All right.
We'll get that together.
We'll get him down there.
We'll put together a movie.
Did any of us have him as our all-star in our pregame or preseason predictions?
I did not.
No, I actually still don't. Even after this conversation, I still don't. But okay.
I think I went Duran Bregman Crochet. I think it will not be Duran.
Yeah.
I mean, it's early. It's only May.
I think I had those same three. I didn't have Devers.
I don't know if it will be. It will be Bregman. It will be Crochet.
It will be Bregman. It will be Crochet. And then, yeah, who knows where that goes. No, but I think the story of the last couple of days is the absence of
no Cora. And
Alex
been,
Cora.
And the way they've also used the bullpen. And this is where it comes into question, like, how much the manager has say. Is it really much of a feel game anymore? Or is it just, well, third time through? Or, like, depending on going into the game, do you already know when this guy hits, we're taking him out?
So I don't know how much specifically Ramon Vasquez has been doing the last couple of days, but
he's 2-0.
But hasn't Cora ignored the third time through the order with a bunch of these guys? He's left starters in way too long. How many times have we looked at it and gone, Bayo's still in the game?
Yeah.
Tanner Houck is still out there. How many times have we done it with relievers? Garrett Whitlock's getting a second inning. Greg Weissert's getting a second inning.
Oh yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
And he had no choice with Buehler getting tossed and coming into the game. So Bernardino gets five outs. He goes to Whitlock for one, not two. Cora's gone to Whitlock for two consistently.
Good point, yeah.
One for Whitlock.
Yep.
He gets two outs from Wilson. Weissert comes in, gets the final out of the inning, gets another one. Slayton gets five outs, and then he goes to Chapman. So maybe you could say he leaned on Slayton a little too long, bringing him out for a second inning. It was a quick first inning, which he needed.
Yeah.
He only threw 12 total pitches. I think the first inning was five. But it was a quick first appearance. Maybe that's an example of sticking with a guy like Cora would. For the most part, he's gotten these guys out of the game the last two nights. And I think it was more noticeable on Monday.
Yeah.
But it was noticeable again last night.
No, it was. Slayton, real quick, has been a lot better. He had that rough stretch, remember, where he himself took the loss in like three straight games. Like,
yeah.
He was brutal. He's been pretty lights out since, and he's been going four or five outs most of those appearances, too.
So the Red Sox looking better yet again.
Yeah, they go for a sweep tonight. They could get, over 500?
Yes, they're back at 500 now after back-to-back wins.
All right. Something's doing.
23-25
soon, probably.
Yeah, 23-25 with Cora.
Most likely.
2-0 without. Speaking of Alex Cora, he's on WEEI Afternoons today, correct?
Yes, he is.
He'll be talking with the fellas. Yeah, got
Fenway.
Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. Two of the three live at Fenway today. So tune in for that. Alex Cora at 2:30 on Wednesdays here on WEEI. We'll get you the clip du jour, and
it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab bag.
When you walked in, so shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Oh, oh. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We start in the NBA playoffs, Jones, sadly, they do go on, even without the Celtics.
Yeah.
Last night, the Thunderwolves, it was really all thunder in the second half. They win game one, 114-88.
Yeah, now, the Thunder did to the Wolves last night exactly, and I mean exactly, what they did to the Celtics the first time they met this year.
Yeah, right.
Close game. Minnesota looked like the better team. I mean, Gildas Alexander was horrendous in the first half and flopping around for fouls, and that's a whole separate thing. But OKC was not playing well. And then in the second half, they clamped down on defense. Minnesota couldn't score, and OKC blew them out in the second half. So there's a pattern of them doing that where they just wear teams down or adjust at halftime and then come out and shut teams down. And so if you're a Celtics fan, you saw OKC do this earlier, and they did it again last night.
Well, tonight you get Pacers and Knicks right out of the mid-90s playbook as game one will take place in New York tonight. Knicks are 4.5-point favorites in this game.
Nice.
You've already picked the Knicks for the series.
I have. I got Knicks in five.
Now, are you rooting for them just because it's your pick?
Yes.
Or? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's usually how it works.
I mean, basically, I picked them, and now I want them to win. But if you're really asking me.
I am really asking you.
But I'm saying, but do I have like a hardcore rooting interest? I don't really care. I'm rooting for my pick.
Yeah.
But I am rooting for the Knicks in the finals. Meaning, like, I want them to get there. Indiana in the finals, that is going to be...
Indiana-OKC.
That's going to be a limp-ass finals.
That's going to be Cleveland-San Antonio all those years ago. Even though you had young LeBron, you were still just like
Cleveland, no matter who comes out of the West, it's fine. If it's Anthony Edwards versus New York, or if it's OKC and SGA versus New York, that's good.
I kind of want Towns versus Randall. I kind of want that trade, because I was wrong about it, I was like, this is stupid. Like, why do these teams do that?
The NBA needs New York. They might rig it to get New York, for all I know.
We shall see. It begins tonight.
But for viewing purposes and interest, I do actually want the Knicks there. Once they get there, I'll probably root against them.
And I can't imagine they get more celebrity fans in attendance, because it was jam-packed in the Celtics series.
Oh, they'll get more.
But it's another round, so you would think there'd be even more.
Well,
Chalamet on the baseline? Is he going to get better seats?
Certainly by the finals, they'll get more fans there.
Have we
seen LD at a Knicks game yet?
Yes.
Some of these playoff
Larry
games?
Larry David, I believe they've shown him. Okay. Unless that was archival footage.
Maybe.
I feel like they've shown a lot of the who's who. I think he was one of them.
Oh, okay, nice.
How many of those guys will travel to Indiana? Probably just Chalamet.
The Spike?
I don't know if Spike goes to Indiana. Did he? I don't even know if he did.
Back in the day, I think he did.
Oh, did he? The well, Reggie Miller series?
I could be wrong.
I don't know. Can Seiko Fieldhouse? You think he went there?
I thought he was maybe going to road games. I don't know about now. I don't know about now. But they remember. I mean, they haven't been here in 25 years. Who knows?
Do you remember the legendary film Eddie, where Whoopi Goldberg was a fan of the team and became the coach?
I do recall that.
They could probably remake that with Timothy Chalamet.
I bet Chalamet would be.
He knows ball.
Better than Tibbs.
Probably better than Tibbs. Definitely a better
league.
Yeah. Yeah, another one.
A better halftime speech, I would imagine, out of Chalamet. He just goes full Paul Atreides.
Yeah.
You have yourself a pretty good time.
Plus, he's a vibes guy. I get it.
Big time vibes guy.
Big time. Now, this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because
we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without... Grab bag.
Stanley Cup playoff, Eastern Conference Finals, game one. Mm. Brad Marchand's Florida Panthers with a 5-2 win over the Hurricanes. So they're just three wins away from a trip to the Cup Final.
Yeah, I can't imagine that series is going to have a lot of drama, but it feels like Florida will be right back there again. And for the people pulling for Brad Marchand, you're getting what you wanted last night.
Exactly what you wanted.
I wasn't as locked in on that game. I kept flipping in. Florida was up. It was 4-1 at one point, and I basically went all in on the NBA at that point.
Okay. Tonight, you have Oilers and Stars game one.
I got Edmonton.
8 o'clock, puck drop.
I got Edmonton.
Edmonton it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be more locked in on the NBA, but I got it.
Grab bag.
All right, we mentioned this earlier, but the Red Sox will be going for the sweep of the New York Mets. Now, as of right now, Alex Cora is the manager tonight.
Yeah.
So maybe bet accordingly. But Garrett Crochet on the hill. He comes into this one 4-3 with a flat 2 ERA.
Nice.
With the win, they will go above 500. Currently minus 150 on the money line.
Mm-hmm.
Suckers bet or buying opportunity.
Cora's there.
Cora's there, at least to start.
Suckers bet. I think we got to get Fitzy, maybe Ted. Maybe Ted's the best one to do this.
Yeah.
We got to get somebody to like mix it up with Cora before the game so he doesn't actually manage the game.
That's right. WEEI Afternoons will have Alex Cora coming up, I think, about an hour from now.
Yeah.
So go nowhere.
Get that done. Yeah.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag.
Always.
You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Joe, sad news.
Oh,
after
no.
We got off the show yesterday, we found out that George Wendt passed away. Famously, Norm Peterson from Cheers, one of the great sitcoms of all time, passed away at the age of 76. And I dare say Norm has to be a top, 10 sitcom character of all time? I mean, like, he's way up
you're
there.
You're better at this than me, my immediate reaction to ballpark it would be top 10 character. You go, you just think of the name Norm, you think of that character.
Right, Norm.
Right.
Perfect.
You don't even have to be talking about Cheers.
No.
And you just think of the name, and you think of George Wendt. So you've got to be top 10.
I definitely caught that show more in the reruns than live, just based off of our
Kat,
ages. But
Kat still watches reruns.
Does she?
Yeah.
It's still funny. Like, it's still
funny.
Really good.
Yeah.
Oh, you made a... I don't know. You made sort of a sound.
It's funny.
Okay, but you're not willing to say it's real funny.
I don't.
All right, let's move on. When Kat
goes, doesn't hold up.
No, it holds up fine. Just when Kat goes, I'm going to put on some episodes of Cheers. I go, there's got to be something else we could watch. We've seen these.
Can we watch Four Seasons?
Yeah, where are you on Four Seasons?
Ooh, not
did you finish that?
So, by the way, they're doing a second season of that I saw?
I don't know.
I got to tell you, it is a downer.
It's sad.
It is a downer.
That was like the movie Marriage Story, which is really more a divorce story.
Yeah.
It's kind of false advertising. It was not about marriage at all. It was about divorce. And
Will
it was
Forte
awful.
And Tina Fey and Steve Carell. You're like, this is going to be
funny,
a barrel of laughs.
Laugh a second.
It is just not.
Steve Carell likes doing sad sex stuff, though.
I guess.
He's in a lot of sad stuff.
I didn't know what I signed up for with that one, to be honest.
Will Forte doing the sad stuff's a bummer.
Yeah,
he's an all-timer.
Now, he is funny on the show.
Of course he is. He can't help himself.
But the show's a downer.
Man.
Real downer.
I finished the show You.
Oh, nice.
It was the worst season of the five,
okay.
But I'm a completionist, if nothing else. I haven't finished the series.
Sure. I'm still stuck in the middle of season four, but
I'll
catch up on that. Yeah.
Keep grinding.
Yeah.
Season five is 10 episodes, but it's it. They said they're not making any more, so that's it.
Good.
That's a finality.
I would tell the Four Seasons to do the same thing after one
pull
season.
The plug.
But yeah.
All right, fair enough. Yeah.
bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got
a grab bag over here.
I can't take it back. Look where I'm at.
Twists and turns on all these. You really don't know what you're going to get.
No.
The Buffalo Bills are going to be on the upcoming season of Hard Knocks.
Oh, the
not the off-season Hard Knocks,
right,
but the normal traditional Hard Knocks.
Training camp Hard
Knocks. Thank you.
Training camp with the Buffalo Bills. I think the in-season one they're doing. I don't think they're ever doing that off-season one again. I think the Giants ruined that for
everyone. Wait, they're doing the in-season one?
Yeah.
NFC, I misread it.
NFC East will be doing in-season, and then you get training camp with the Bills, which Nick said.
Oh, no, training camp Bills. Oh, yes. You confused me. So the in-season one is all NFC the NFC East. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the one that we normally watch is you get ready for Kayla, like, oh, who's going to get cut, this, that, and the other
Your
thing.
Your OG.
All right. Here's my question.
Training camp Hard Knocks is the Bills, yes.
Here's my only question.
Okay.
Is Josh Allen prominently featured?
Yeah.
And is his girlfriend, how often is she going to mention Michael B. Jordan?
Oh, man.
How often are they going to be talking about Sinners and the red carpet?
I thought you were going to ask, are they already broken up by then? That's what
Maybe.
I thought you were going to ask. Are they even still a couple by training camp?
Haley Steinfeld in it.
Haley Steinfeld might not be in it, which to me would be a red flag.
Yeah.
Is his fiancée.
We see lots of wags on that show.
We do.
Yeah.
Who gets married first, Josh Allen, Haley Steinfeld, or Bill Belichick and Jordan?
Oh, well, at the rate they're going, those two crazy
Belichick
kids,
and Jordan.
Bill and Jordan. I thought you were going to say Michael B. Jordan and Haley Steinfeld.
I feel like I could see...
But they get married first.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I could see Josh Allen being like, do we want to pick a date? She's like, yeah, we could.
Yeah, we could. You're really busy. You got a lot of games.
Maybe after the season.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
is Michael B. Jordan invited?
Oh, yeah. Michael B. Jordan might be the maid of honor, for God's sakes. Right there, standing on the line there. Like, what is he doing? You like him? Why is he here? Like, what do you mean, why is he here? He's a great guy.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags rule.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Grab bags. Jones and Keith.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Well, it was a hell of a night at the ballpark last night as the Red Sox beat the Mets 2-0. There were some fireworks there. You had players getting ejected, or a player and a manager getting ejected. You also had a couple of home runs, which leads us to our Hogdale call of the day.
Swung on, Raffy, left field, high and deep. This will also get out into the first section of the monster seats. The second solo home run of the inning. We take a 2-0 lead. Raffy's 10th home run of the season.
You notice something there?
Yeah, where's the cursing?
Didn't curse. I'm wondering if he's putting together a reel for WBEI, trying to get on the Red Sox radio network. Because they're probably like, hey, Hogdale, we love these calls, Hogdale, but like, we can't possibly use them on the radio network.
We love what you're doing.
We love it.
It's borderline perfect, but
no notes.
Here's why we just would not be able to air that across New England.
So he's like, all right.
Stifling genius.
Yeah.
I agree with that, Bill. Do what you do. What made you so great,
that
Hogdale.
That was not my favorite Hogdale call. I mean, no offense to Hogdale, but
shots fired at Hogdale.
That was not my favorite.
All right.
So if we're reining him in, you're suffocating genius. That is what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like watching Deadpool on basic cable. You're like, this isn't even the same movie.
Yeah, you're just missing out on everything. Yeah.
My name is Grab.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Somehow, yes.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Yeah.
Grab bag.
All right, top NBA performers from last night. Is it Anthony Edwards, 18 points, 9 rebounds?
Not going to get it, though.
Is it Chet Holmgren, 15 points, 7 rebounds?
Real good fourth quarter.
Is it Jalen Williams, 19 points, 8 boards, 5 assists? Is it Julius Randle, 28 points, 8 rebounds? Or is it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31 points, getting bailed out on a million foul calls?
I can't.
5 rebounds, 9 assists.
I can't give it to SGA. I can't.
It's got a hard watch.
J-Dub, Jalen Williams, got to be. It can't be. Okay. It can't be Gilgeous-Alexander. Right. He was 2-for-13 for a half.
Grab bag.
Who were the best baseball performers? Was it?
This one I know.
Seiya Suzuki, 3-for-5, a home run, 4 RBI, 3 runs scored.
I feel like he's in this conversation a lot.
Was it Riley Green, 3-for-4, home run, 4 RBI? Could have been a grand slam. It doesn't say here.
Okay.
Don't know.
Okay.
My guy, Kyle Tucker.
Oh.
3-for-4, dong, 2 runs scored.
Nice.
Was it Yoshinobu Yamamoto? 7 scoreless innings, 9 Ks. How's that?
Try that one again.
Nope. I think I nailed it the first time. Or was it Jesus Luzardo? 6 innings, 1 earned run, 10 Ks.
All right, my guy wasn't on there, so I'm going to go.
Your guy?
I was thinking maybe Judge. I'm going to go
Walker Buehler?
Yamamoto.
Yamamoto
is who I'm going to go with for last night. Nice outing. Nice season, nice outing.
He's having a really nice year, that's for sure. All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Guys, we're going with a Met today who also was a White Sox and Cub.
Okay.
Dueling Chicago teams.
Both sides of Chicago.
Actually, both New York teams as well.
Both sides.
And St. Louis.
Multiple boroughs in New York.
New York, Chicago,
Kansas
St. Louis.
Kansas City and St. Louis, both sides of Missouri?
No, sadly never made it to Kansas City.
Okay.
14-year Major League career. He was a one-time All-Star. Led the league in hits twice. Led the league in triples 5 times.
Wow.
And is a proud member of the 2020 club. Nope, take it back. I was looking at triples. Never hit 20 home runs. But he would steal you a bag. Boy, howdy, would he steal you a bag.
Okay.
36, 26, 41, 35, 40, 50 steals.
Wow. I don't mean to presume, but did you say the position yet?
Outfielder.
You did say outfielder.
Yep.
Okay.
Outfielder.
I figure with steal totals like that, probably at maybe a middle infield.
He'd hit it from the left side. He'd throw it in from the left side.
Okay.
And he debuted in 1987.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he retired after the 2000 season. So he played all of the 90s, including
the All-Star year.
His All-Star year was 1996 with the New York Mets. With the New York Mets. The New York baseball Mets.
I thought he was about to lean in there.
Nope.
All right. 86.
In that year, he led the league with 227 hits, 21 triples, 50 steals. He hit .333.
Holy cow.
He's a career .291 hitter, .720 OPS. The Twitch chat has it. Don't look at the Twitch chat. Or unless you want the answer.
A Mets All-Star. I'm trying not to look. A Mets All-Star in 96.
Yep.
Who did he make his debut with? Did we ask that?
Yep. No, you didn't ask that. Went to St. Louis, or came into the league of St. Louis, then went to the White Sox for a while, played his most games with the White Sox, early 90s White Sox, then went to the Mets, Cubs, ended his career with the Yankees, was barely a Yankee, though. Was not really there very long.
Most of his career with the White Sox.
Yeah.
And came up as a Cardinal?
Yeah. And in his career made $24.9 million.
Wow. And that's...
Forgot it stole all those bags. He really came
late '80s and all the '90s. That is good. How do I not know who this is?
He's a good player. Only one time All Star. He finished 18th in the MVP.
I'm breaking and looking.
Scroll up.
Is this right? Lance Johnson?
He got it.
I'm happy I broke. I wouldn't have got that.
Lance Johnson.
Wow, Lance Johnson, much better player than I remember.
Really good player. I couldn't believe all the years he led the league in triples. Like Shoeless Joe Jackson, for God's sake.
Actually, immediately we thought of because Jones doesn't think he's a Hall of Famer.
No, it's true.
Like Lance Johnson probably should be.
Text line had it as well. Good
Lance
job.
Johnson. Yeah,
Lance Johnson. not Vince Coleman.
Not Stonehands Dick Stewart. It was Stonefingers Dick Stewart.
No, it's not. It's not Dick
Until
Stewart.
They called him Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah,
tough nickname, too.
That's what he initially was. Okay, that's 2 days in a row. I don't really even. Roger Cedeno. And
is
Lance
Dice
Johnson
also said,
"No,
not letting Hogdale swear is like telling Lamar Jackson not to run."
That is true.
That is true.
Billy said it right. It's stifling genius is what it is.
Lance Johnson.
Okay, random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag. I'm struggling. I'm wandering around in the wilderness trying to get these answers, and I'm struggling with it. So that's every day at this time. Stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoons every week at this time. They talk to Alex Cora. On Wednesdays at 2:30, I should say. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. Stay tuned for them, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's a clip of the day. And today, the drama between Bill Belichick's current and former lovers very much in the news and taking yet another turn.
You hear the other story that Linda and Jordan got into it on Nantucket?
Yeah.
At the Christmas stroll.
What? Not like that, Bill. She just threw her out of a party.
I hate
right?
to say it. Yes,
is that what
yes,
it was?
Yes, 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 yes. That her daughters
for those
were,
that don't know
that her daughters were DJing at on Nantucket at the Christmas stroll. Yes,
and Nantucket's a small island, isn't it? So you probably did run into each other a lot.
I would imagine.
How many people are on Nantucket at a given time?
Well, in the summer, I'm sure it's quite a bit.
It's just Belichick, Portnoy, and Belichick's lovers and past and present lovers.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's the whole island.
Oh, and Greg.
And Greg,
yeah, Greg,
seasonally Greg. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So her daughters were DJing some event. Linda, she showed up.
Wait,
Linda didn't,
what?
Linda didn't want her there.
Wait, Linda's daughters are DJs?
Apparently.
What a great detail to this story.
Look.
What a tremendous detail.
Look.
You have a favorite DJ of all time? And why is it DJ Lethal from Limp Bizkit?
I did like DJ Pauly D. I don't know how it's
DJ Scribble. From
DJ Scribble is great.
That's a good one. Good one. That's a real good one.
DJ Scratch and Sniff? Isn't that a guy? I think.
Spinderella.
Spinderella.
DJ
Spinderella is a good one, yeah. What was that?
DJ LeMayu.
Can Linda's daughters take one spot?
They can
or
be
do
one,
they have to take two?
They can be one spot. They count as one.
I think they're twins, so that's one spot.
Yeah, yeah, one
Go
spot.
Go on.
Yeah.
Twins, Linda, Jordan.
Yeah. Billy's loving this
I'm really mad I wasn't at this party.
Now fine. We're cooking. Billy really contributed a lot. That was a strong Billy.
We really
right
piqued
there.
Billy's interest with that whole story. I think it started strong and then it got better.
On.
Yes.
The birds are horny.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
a little bit.
Yeah, the Hess twins, they're DJs.
But Jones taking Jordan's side, even though you knew what she was doing, she was trying to cause drama. She hadn't
caused any drama. Linda caused the drama.
She's
getting out in front of it, though.
Yeah, just being there, you're causing the drama.
She made Miss Massachusetts was in tears.
Yeah, well, that part I don't like. I'm not sure. I don't wish that upon anybody. Apparently, Linda was very stern with Miss Massachusetts.
Guilty by association.
Yeah. But I think Jordan knew she was causing some problems there. I mean, Linda's throwing the party.
Look, I'm on Linda's side. She should hate Jordan. I get it. She broke up the relationship, Jordan.
Yeah.
She got in the middle of the relationship. Bill met while they were still together. I'm sure they were getting together while Bill and Linda were still together.
It's just a weird thing.
But this is the first time I've said it.
If your wife's ex-boyfriend was hosting a party and his twins were DJing the event, would you be like, this is a party we need to go to?
If it's open for a ticket and you can purchase your way in, sure.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Go see
if
a
it's
movie.
Like a private event, then what are you doing here?
Go see Final Destination Bloodlines. It's supposed to be great. Don't go to that party. You're there to cause a scene.
As someone pointed out to me earlier today, Keith, I was hashtag Team Ump and hashtag Team Jordan today.
You're on the wrong side of history.
I can only tell you what I think.
Walker Buehler and
I don't think Linda came
Linda
out of
Holiday.
It. You think Linda came out of this looking good?
No, like I said earlier, I think it's just who levels came, of losing.
You're right.
Who lost less?
Who lost less?
She lost less.
No.
She was also, I mean, I think she didn't want her. She also wasn't even daughters who were DJing the event to get distracted.
She wasn't even a part of this. I don't think they would be distracted by that. They're into the music, Keith.
Yes.
They're just there. They're not there for the scene. They're there for the music.
They're aware of all of this.
Yeah, yeah, they're pros. How dare you shortchange the Hess
twins?
That's
my bad.
Yeah,
my bad. I'm sure
good
they're
point.
Great.
So there you go.
Hess twin rejoins tomorrow.
Hey.
All Hess twin rejoins.
Great call. Let's do that. All Hess twins.
Let's celebrate their entire catalog.
Okay. So that's the clip du jour each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. You got WEEI afternoons over at Fenway Park. We'll talk to the manager, Alex Cora, about a half an hour from now. So stay tuned for that. No crossover today, but it'll be brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod Crispy Shrimp. It's just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Putting the Celtics season on the clock? What are you putting on
Perhaps.
The clock tomorrow? We'll
figure
that out.
That could be a good one.
We'll also talk to Brad Foe.
Yeah.
He was here for the cookout today.
He was. I think he's over at Fenway Park right now.
Oh, he's on his way. He hightailed it over.
Uh-huh.
So we'll talk to Brad Foe tomorrow, 11:30. We'll talk to you at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.